And we're in the top of Daf Zayin. This is a long Daf, a lot of psukim, which means it's very challenging. I need to look who has the articles for some of the help there. Okay, there's one there. Isaac's got an article. Okay, good. We'll need a lot of help for the psukim when we get there. Okay. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bohu, Gadol Yom HaGishamim Mitchias HaMesim. Rain, the day it rains, it's greater than from the day of Tchias HaMesim, which of course is a fascinating thing. Dilu Tchias HaMesim LaTzadikim. Tchias HaMesim is reserved only for Tzadikim. Vilu Gishamim Bein LaTzadikim Bein L'Risham. When it comes to the rain, everyone gets the rain. Risham also get the rain. So we see since Gishamim are more expansive of who receives the schar, so it's greater than Tchias HaMesim. Pliga de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef argues on this. Damar Rav Yosef mitoch shishkulach k'tchias mesim. He thinks that rain is equal to tchias mesim. They're on the same plane. That's why kavua b'tchias mesim. That's why we ask for, or we, at least we mention, ma'asher ruach in the bracha of tchias mesim. So Rashi says, why is it here in tchias mesim? What's the svara? Why are they equal? So Rashi writes the first narrow line down. Pliga de Rav Yosef de'ihu amar k'tchias mesim v'lo yoser sheba chaim b'nei adam shatua g'deila ba. The Rashi explanation is because the way people live, the people live by eating the tevuah, it brings them back to life. So I believe the Ritva, I think I mentioned this in the beginning, I think the Ritva says differently. The Ritva says, to my recollection, is that no, not that the people that we come to life, what's the comparison to the grains? Because the seed that you place in the ground is dead, the seed is nothing. You place the seeds in the ground that grows from the afar, from the dirt. So that's tchias mesim that you're experiencing through the grain. So miyut Hashem, we have tchias mesim lasid lavo. So that's the comparison. So it's a different pshat than Rashi. Either way, there's machlokas whether gishamim is equal to tchias mesim or it's greater than tchias mesim. Now the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, gadol yom agshamim b'yom shinisna b'torah. The day it rains is greater from the day that the Torah is given to us. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, yarof kamata likhi. So what does it mean, kamata likhi? Like the rain, and likhi is vein lekach el Torah. We know the word lekach means Torah. Shinemar ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi atazovu. So lashon lekach, so kamata likhi, like the rain. We're comparing rain to lekach, to the Torah. So we see that the day the Torah is given is like the day it rains. The day it rains is like the day the Torah is given. Rav Amar Yosim Yom Shinisna B'Torah. Rav takes it a step further. No, it's not equal to the day the Torah was given. The day it rained is greater than the day the Torah was given. Shinemar Yarov Kamata Likhi. That me Nisla B'mi. Which is being dependent on which one? Oh, have a Omer Katan Nisla B'Gadol. So the Kamata Likhi, that Likhi, the Torah, it's kamata, it's like the day rains. So the day rains is the given, that's the greater one, and the day the Torah was given is like the time it rains. So we see matar is greater as the gadol, and the likhi is the katan, yom shenisa b'Torah is the katan that's being nisla, that's being dependent on the day, the gadol, the day it rains. Gemara now has a question. Rava asks a stira in psukim. Rami, ksiv yarof, when you see the word rami, rami always means a stira of two different like sources. So it could be two different psukim, it will be two different Mishnayos or two different Brises. It's always on the same level that's being asked. So Rava Rami Ksiv, one pasuk says, Yarov Kimatir Likhi. The Ksiv Tiza Katal Amarti. So one pasuk compares the Torah to Matar, to rain. The other pasuk compares the Torah to Tal, to do. So which one is this? So Gemara explains, Im Tamil Chacham Hagun Hu Kital. If he's a proper Tamil Chacham, so then he's compared to Tal. Vim lav or feu kamata. If not, he's going to be punished like the rain comes down hard. Of course, the tal comes down benachas, Rashi writes. It comes down pleasantly. He's going to have a pleasant life and a pleasant experience. His experience with Torah, or the Torah will be to him like nachas. But if he's not a proper Talmud Chacham, which probably means he's not no Yir Shemayim, doesn't have the proper midos, then the Torah is going to be like rain. It's going to be, it won't be very, very enjoyable for him. Rashi says, hargu. Somehow the Torah will kill him. Many of the Mefarshim always explain why different agadotas appear in different mesechtas. It's different reasons. It's not just random why certain agadotas appear in different mesechtas. So the famous one is, the beginning of Mesechtas Pesachim talks about the koach of speaking. Lashon Nekia, proper language, and Lashon Ketara. When you speak in a shorter version as opposed to talking on and on and on. And they explain because Pesach, of course, there is Gullus. The Dibor was in Gullus, and we redeemed the Peh. So that's why it appears in Maseches Pesachim. So as we're learning through the Sugyos and Tainus, we see already, and we're going to see more, there's a lot of inyanim of Agata about the Torah. a lot about the Torah. We said that the Talmud Chacham is compared to an ash, is compared to a rock. We see here that the rain is compared to the day the Torah is given. All these different things. So what's the relevance of Torah to Maseches Tainus? So I think the answer is partially. We're going to see in the bottom of Daf Zayin here that Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Tainus is all about rain and Kshamim and Mayim. So it makes sense why all the Saganta appears in Maseches Tainus. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanya. The Braisa says, Haya Rabbi Bana Omer, Kol Ha'osek B'Torah L'Shma, Tarasa Nasis L'Sam Chaim. Anybody who learns with the proper intention, L'Shma, they do it L'Shem Hashem. So then the Torah becomes for him a good potion, a good medicine. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machzik in Bab, those who are Machzik in the Torah, then the Torah is going to serve as a Eitz Chaim, a source of life, Sam Chaim. Vomer, and the Pasuk says, Refos Ti L'Sharecha, and it's going to be Refuah to the people. Vomer, the Pasuk says further, V'chi Motzi Matzachayim, the people who find the Torah will have life. So these are all psukim that describes Torah as Chaim. That's when a person learns Lishma. But, Chol Osek B'Torah Shelo Lishma, person who does not learn L'Shem Shemayim, Nasis Lo Sam Hamaves, then Torah serves him as a poison. Shenemar Yarof Kamata Lichiv, as Rashi read earlier, it's probably meant to be written here. Yarof is a lashon like Egla Rufa. So Egla Rufa means to break the neck of the calf. So Yarof means to break, to kill, and the Torah becomes a source of killing for the person. Vein Arif El Hariga, Shenemar Va'arfu Sham Es Egla Benach. Right, as we just said, Egla Rufa means to break the neck, to kill. So if a person doesn't learn Lishma, then the Torah serves as a place of Sam Hamavas. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira were hand in hand. They were chavrusas. They a lot of conversations between the two of them throughout Shas. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zeira, "Leisei mar lisnei." So he says, "Come, let's learn something." So Amalei chalish libi. Rabbi Zeira says, "I'm a little weak. Lo yichalna. I can't really say something over. I don't have the head for this." So leima mar milsa dagata. So let's say some words of agata. Now there are two ways to read this line here. I think lechora. I didn't look into the mefarshim here. Either means agata, just like agata is for guys who can't really learn very much. Those guys who can't really don't have a hold cup, they learn agata. It's lighter stuff. Or what you could say means agata brings a person back to life and it excites him and wakes him back up. So I'm not sure which pshat it is. I'm sure they're both true. You can probably find both of them in the Mefarshim, just to guess. So Amalei Hachi Amar Yochan. Rav Yochan says, okay, I'll tell you a divrei agata. My dichsiv, what does a pasuk mean when it says, so the pasuk continues to say that a man is an eitz, as we know the pasuk. V'chi adam eitz sadehu, is a man really a tree of the field? That doesn't make sense. El mishum dechsib, because the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, ki mimenu sochal v'osalo sichras. Don't cut down the tree. Don't cut down the fruit tree because there's an iser involved, and that's where you're going to eat from. That's your life source. So don't cut it down, and that's how Adam's going to live. And Ksiv, it's written, V'oso tashes v'karasa. And those who cut it down are going to be cut down themselves. Okay, how does this make sense? Im tamar chacham hagen hu mimenu tokal. If a tamar chacham is the one who's Yerushimayim, then he's learning, so he's going to eat from this eight. The eight, now we know, means Torah. V'oso lo sichas, and that, don't cut down such a person. Vim lav also tashes v'karasa. If the person is not a tamar chacham hagim, so then we should cut down such a person, such a tree. He doesn't deserve to be engaged in learning Torah. Marnah says, Amar Rabbi Chama Chanina. Just looking for 1 second in some of these toses and whether we should do some of them. Okay, there's that. Let's go right there. Fine. Toses says, Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chama. Amar Rabbi Chanina, what does the pasuk mean when it says Barzel be Barzel Yachad? Barzel with a Barzel, you rub two pieces of metal together. So what does that mean? Lo mar lecha ma Barzel ze echad mechadet is chaveru. So lashon Yachad here means not necessarily together, but I'm sure they're related. Of course, it means to sharpen. Mechadet is chaveru. So af shnei tamid chachamim mechadet ze behalacha. You sharpen two knives with each other; they each sharpen each other. So too when two tamid chachamim learn with each other; they sharpen each other. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Lama Nimshla Divrei Torah Keish. So why is the Torah compared to fire? Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, Halo Ko Divrei Keish Num Hashem. So we see the pasuk tells us that the Divrei Hashem is Keish. So what's Pshat? How is it compared to fire? Lo Melacha, to tell you, Ma Eish Ein Adolik Yichidi. Fire can't start on its own. You have to rub two stones together, two pieces of wood together. You need two things that cause some friction to create fire. it doesn't work on its own. So after Torah, ein meskaimin biyachidi. So too, Torah doesn't last on its own. A person learns by himself; it's not going to work. This is, of course, the famous Rashi in Pirkei Avos. When a person can't find a charusa, what are you supposed to do? Oh, charusa, oh, masusa, which is a Gemara in Tainus. So what is a person supposed to do if he can't find the charusa to learn with? Hire one. But let's say you can't hire one. So they say the svarim. You learn with svarim. The svarim is your charusa. So what it means, a person learns by himself, it means he's mamish learning in his head without anything else. But if you have either charusa or your svarim, that's considered already not learning by yourself. That's learning with a charusa according to that pshat and Rashi on Pirkei Avos. What does the pasuk mean when it says cherev el abadim v'noalu? Cherev. So what does that mean? Cherev el abadim v'noalu. What's the title of this word? This pasuk, the sword of the badim, or what do they say? The badim of the different. Sorry, those are alone. What does v'noalu mean here?
Come fools.
Okay. So cherev also named shall tamid
chachamim. Those who alone, who don't have learning with a chavrusa, they become fools.
So those who learn by themselves, it will be cherev. The sword will go to those who learn by themselves and will become fools. So the Gemara says, cherev, the sword will go also named shall tamid chachamim. Those who hate tamid chachamim sheasukin bad bebad b'torah. They're against the tamid chachamim who learn together in chavrusas. Oh, not only that, not only they're going to get get killed for hating tamid chachamim, but Ela Shematapshin, they're also going to become stupid. Shnemar v'nualu. V'lo'ol, not only that, Ela Shechotim, they're also going to start to sin. K'siv hach, it's written here, v'nualu. K'siv hasim, it's written elsewhere, Hashem no'alnu v'ashechatanu. So we see the G'zer Shav v'nualu is connected to the word of chet. V'ibay Seima, another source of this, mehach v'nualu, sorry, tzoa and v'gomer v'hisao es mitzrayim. So that pasuk also indicates that the word no'alu is in the context of sinning. Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Lama Nimshala Divrei Torah Kate. Why is it compared to wood? Shinemar Eitz Chaim Hil Machzikim Ba. So to teach us, Lomar Lacha Ma'Eitz Katan Malik Ez Agado, a small chip of wood, a match, is what's able to light a large log. So Af Tamidi Chachamim Katanim Mechadin Ez Agadolim. So to younger Tamidi Chachamim are able to sharpen even the older ones. How do we know this? V'Hainu Damar B'Chanina, famous Gemara here, and also Maseches Brachos. Harbe Lamati Mirabosai. Many, I've learned much from my own Rebbeim. I learn more from my chavrusas and my peers than I even learn from my friends. And of course, mitamidei yosem mikulam. I learn mostly from my tamidim, more from my tamidim than I did even from my chavrusas and from my rabbim. Remember a while ago, there was this video going around, probably going like 10, 15 years ago, and everyone had all these recorders and stuff. So the Rebbe is about to give a shir, and everyone drops their recorders in front of the classroom on the table, and the video shows, looks around the room, and the place is empty. They all left. They tape recorded everything. So the Rebbe looks around. He takes out his tape recorder, presses play, and he walks out of the room. And it says in the bottom here, "Mitamida yusim rekulam." I learned from my tamidim how exactly to do this. Okay. Gemara says, "Rebbe Chanina bar Papa Rami ksiv lekras tamei hasayu mayim." The pasuk says, "So you should go those who are tamei, those who are thirsting for water." So it's going, the mayim's going to come, the kras come greet you. It's going to greet those who are thirsting the water. Uksiv, it's written elsewhere, the pasuk says, Ahoy kol tamei l'chul amayim. Those who are thirsty, go, you should chase after the water. So the first pasuk says, the water is going to greet you. The other pasuk says, no, you chase after the water. So Gemara says, Im tam hagun hu l'kras tamei hasoy mayim. If it's a Talmud Chacham Hagun, who's proper with Yerushimayim, so then the water is going to come greet him. Now, is the water here referring to Torah here, or does it refer to Parnas here?
Teaching.
The teaching?
The teacher goes after the student.
So the mind is referring to the Torah here. The Torah is going to chase after the student. You're going to hunt the student down and teach him Torah. V'ilo, if he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagun, then Havi Kol Tamei L'chulamayim, so then the Talmud is going to chase after the Rebbe. Mar now says, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami, he asked another steer of psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk is written, Yafutu mayinosecha chutza, mayinosecha, lashon mayin, the source, the spring, is going to yafutu, is going to spread, chutza, going to spread out. Uksiv, and the other pasuk says, Yehu l'chal v'adecha, it's going to be, the Torah is going to be yours, by yourself, isolated. So is Torah going to spread, or it's going to be internal only? So im tamen chacham hagun, if it's im tamen hagun hu, if it's a proper student, yafutu menosecha chutz, then you spread out the Torah. Im lav, if he's not, then hu l'chala v'adacha, don't share the Torah with him. You shouldn't share Torah without a proper, if the Talmud is not a proper Balmidos. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Idi, lama nimshla divrei Torah l'mayim, why is it compared to Torah, to water rather? The chsiv, as the Patek says, have a kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim, those who are thirsty of water, so he should go chase, those who are thirsty should go chase the water. Tell me, just like the water does not stay on the top of a mountain, it always goes down below. So to Torah could only last and be retained in a person who is himself a daito shvela, who is a very humble and lowly. Just like the water always goes, gravity pulls it down, so to Torah only stays in those people who feel very lowly. Why is it compared to three different liquids? Halalu, these three liquids, mayim, yayin, v'chalav, water, wine, and milk. And by the way, these connect to the Gimel Regalim as well. Mayim is referring to Sukkos, wine is referring to Pesach, and chalav is referring to Shavuos. So how are they connected to these three? Dichsiv, and by the way, the idea is behind this, chalav represents the basics. Infant first drinks milk. That's Shavuos, which is the basics. We got the Torah. The next thing in line is Sukkos, which is a little bit more expansive. Everybody drinks water. It's the broader understanding of Torah. But then you get to Pesach, the last of the Regalim in that order. Yayin is the more sophisticated. The Sod is that which is represented by Yayin. But Gemara wants to know, why do we compare the Torah to these three liquids? How do we know they're compared to these three? The Patek says, Hoy kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim, that we see that the Torah is compared to water. Uksiv, then it's written elsewhere. The Patek says, l'chu the pasuk is referring to Torah there as well, and it compares it to wine and milk. So why these three? So lo malacha to tell you, just like all these liquids only are going to remain good if they're in very lowly kalim. Wine, we'll see in a moment a story with Rabbi Yeshua in just a second, but wine will not stay well if you keep it in gold or if you keep it in silver. You need to keep it in, I don't know, whatever barrels they keep it in. We'll see. Milk also needs to be, it only lasts in pachol shebe kalim, the weakest, the lowest form of any kalim. So too, divrei Torah, ein miskaimen el b'misha daita shrela. So too, Torah could only remain in a person who himself is very lowly and very humble. Kedamr la barte de kesar le Rabbi Shuben Chananya. Like the daughter of the kesar said to Rabbi Shuben Chananya one time. So he says, I chachma mefara b'chli mechuar. How could it be that your chachma is so beautiful, but in such an ugly utensil like yourself, Rabbi Shuben Chananya, she was calling him very ugly? How could, it doesn't make sense. The Torah is so beautiful and you're so ugly, there shouldn't be Torah within you. So Amalah, so he says to her, so Avicha, your father, Rami Chamra b'mani tibacha, your father places the wine, which is the highest of all drinks, the most sophisticated of drinks, he places it in very, very lowly types of barrels. Doesn't make any sense. So Amrilai, so she says back to him, Ella b'mai nirma, what should I throw the pour the wine in? Amrilai, asin dechashiv yusar, you're so chashiv, you and the entire palace, Rami b'mani dehava, v'kaspa, place them in gold and silver containers. So Azlav Amrilai, lavua, she goes, tells her father, Rami l'chamra b'mani dehava v'kaspa, she tells her father and convinces him to place them in silver and gold barrels. So v'sakuf, and then it ended up going bad. It wasn't able to stay in silver and gold barrels. It only works in the wooden barrels, whatever else they place them in. It doesn't work like that. So Asav Amrilai, so they went ahead and told the king, the Kesar, that everything went bad. So Amrilai, Labarte, man Amrilai, Chahachi, so he goes back to his daughter and says, who gave you this advice? It was terrible advice. So she says, Amrilai, Rabbi Shuben Chananya. So Karyu, I want to, please, I'm summoning him to the palace. I want to know why he gave this advice to us. So Amrilai, so he asks Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yishuben Chananya, rather, Amai, Amrishla, Hachi, why did you tell my daughter to do this? So Amrilai, so he says to the Kesar, Kiyecha de Amrilai, because she said to me, she said, the Torah which is so beautiful shouldn't be in me. So I said that your wine is so beautiful shouldn't be in wooden barrels. So Amrilai, Baha Ika Shapir de Gemira. So he says, so but aren't there people who are so beautiful that are very learned? Rabbi Yochanan is one of them. So Gemara says, well, you have a son, had they been ugly, they would have been even greater. So the Gemara says, Davar Acher, alternatively. So that's all one pshat. That the reason why Torah is compared to these three liquids, just like these three liquids only stay in Pachal Shebekelim, so the Torah only is going to be Miskayim in Pachal Shebekelim. Davar Acher, another explanation is, Mashlo Shemashkim Halalu, Ein Nifsalon El Behesach Hadas. just like these three liquids will only be disqualified if a person lapses to some focus. So too, a person only forgets Torah if he stops for a moment and gives up. So let's see, what does this mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Behesach Hadas, two lines down, Shem lo yishamrim yafe, if you don't protect wine, water, and milk properly, nunishbachim, they're going to spill. Oh no, felotochen davar mal, something disgusting is going to fall into them. And if Solomon this shows bedavar kalan, you can't drink this. Yosem yishamrim v'dvash, it's more a problem than honey and oil. Shemetoch shehein avin, since oil and honey are thick, tzaf apsoles lemala, the bad is going to float to the top of those. Efshir adam no tahalion, you could just take out the top layer of the honey and the oil. So therefore, water, milk, and wine all have to be protected properly. Gemara now says, four lines down, Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Gadol Yom HaGshamim, Ki Yom Shenivru Shemayim Varetz. The day it rains is as great as the day the world was created. Shenemar, how do we know this? The pasuk says, Harifu Shemayim Mimal. What is Lashon Harifu? How do they define it?
Shower.
So it's going to shower from the sky from above. Ushchakom Yizlu Tzedek, and the various layers of the Shemayim is going to let down Tzedek. It's going to bring Tzedek down. And Tiftach Eretz, and they open up the ground. V'yifru Yesha, and it's going to produce Yesha Yeshua. The Tzedakah Tatzmiach Yachad, and it's going to have Tzedakah grow from the ground. Ani Hashem Barasiv, I created it. So Gemara's Medayik, it doesn't say Barasim that I created them. Lo Nemar, Ela Barasiv, I created it. Only one of these. We mentioned a bunch of things here. So Rashi explains, if you look at the Rashi, six narrow lines down, the Shenemar, Harifu Shemayim Mimal V'Shchokim Yizlu Tzedek Tivdach Eret V'Yifu Yeshu Tzedakot Tatzmiach Yachar Ani Hashem Barasiv Lo Nemar. Fine, that's the Dibar Maschil. The Mashmer says Rashi, Ashchokim Yizlu Koi. It sounds like if you said Barasim, I created them, that would be referring to them, the Ashchokim, which is the different Rekios of the Shemayim. It doesn't say Barasim though. Ela Ani Hashem Barasiv, I created in the singular it. What's it? Talmatar, only one of the things listed, I created the rain. So we see that the focus here is a focus on the rain, and I guess the idea is that the rain is more important, if not maybe it's equal, if not more important, than the creation of the entire Shemayim and the rest of the world as well. First, while lying down, the Gemara says, Amar of Oshaya Gadol Yom Gshamim Shafil Yeshua Parav Rababa. So great is the day that it rained, it's that even Yeshua somehow grows as well. The possibility of Yeshua comes into this world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, when it rains, Tiftach Eretz Vayifru Yesha, the ground will open up, and it's going to allow Yeshua to produce. So Amar B'Tanchum Bar Chanilai, Ein Gshamim Yordim Elam Kenin Chul Avad Hashem Shal Yisrael. Rain only comes if all Klal Yisrael is going to be removed from all their sins. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ratzis Hashem Artzecha. Hashem's going to make your land, your ground happy. Rashi says B'Mayim. It's going to bring rain to the ground. Sheva Shavuz Yaakov Nasas Avon Amecha Kisisa Kochatasam Sela. When they lift the sins, and all your chatam will be covered and hidden. So what caused Hashem to make the land happy with water? When you do tshuva. So that's what it means. Einag Shamim Yardim Ela Imkein Nimchalu Avnosem Shal Yisrael. So Amrlei Ziri Midyahif, that's where he came from. He came from this place called the Havis. He says, Tiravina Asun Mehacha Masisala. You learn from that source, but Anan Mehacha Masisala, we learned it from a different source. What's the source that we learned this from? Vata Tishma Shemaim, the Shemaim, you'll listen. Veshalach Talachatas, because you were forgiven for all your sins. That's what allows the Shemaim to listen and give forth rain. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Breder Bichir, Ish Kvar Akko, he came from the village of Akko. Einag Shamim Netzarim Elam Kein Nischaivu Sonem Shal Yisrael Kliya. So the Gemara tells us that the rain only stops when the Rishom of Klal Yisrael are deserving of being wiped out. How do we know? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Tzia gam chom yigzilu, me meshalag shol chato. So what's Pesha? How would he teach this pasuk here? So let's see what Rashi say. Rashi says, Tzia gam chom yigzilu, me meshalag, kishet tzia gam chom, when the heat is extended into the winter, meaning there's no rain, so then goes in the Mimos HaShalg, you're stealing away from the days that's supposed to snow. Shenen Yardin Matar, and it's with the days where it's supposed to rain, it's not raining anymore. Kmishpatam, but that's what they deserve, Biyadu HaShal Chato, that they sinned. Shal is a Lashon of Gehenim, the depths. Because they sinned, that's why the chom, the heat, had taken over days. It stole the days of the snow days because of all the chataim. Ziri says back to Ravina, you learn from that source, we learn from a different source. This Shemayim stops. Why? Because you're going to cause a loss, because you deserve to be destroyed. That's the reason why. Mar now says further, Amar of Chista, the rain stops only because they stopped separating chumas and maisos. How do we know? Shinamar, the project says, Tzia gam chom yigzlu mimei shelek. My mashma, how do you see this here? So the Gemara says, Abraisa, Tana, Debe, Rabbi Shmuel, Bishvil, Dvarm, Shetzivisi, Eschem, Lashon Tzia means Lashon Tzivisi, Mitzvah. Because those things I commanded you on, Eschem, Bimosachama, in the Chom, in the summer, that's when you take Chumas and Maisos, that's when all the grains grow. So now when the grains grow and you start cutting them down in the summer, that's when you're Mafrish. So because the Mitzvahs that were given in the summertime and you didn't do, Velo Asisam, you didn't do it, so Yigzul Michem, I'm going to steal from you, Mimei Shelag Bimosek Shamim. The next rain season, when it's the snow season, I'm going to steal that away from you as a punishment for not doing the mitzvos of the chom, of the summer. Amar Bishimon ben Pazi, Einag Shamim Netzar El Bishvil Misapre Lashon Hara. The only reason why rain stops is because those who speak Lashon Hara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ruach Safon Tichol Al Geshem, Uparim Nizamim Lashon Seser. So the northern wind is going to stop the rain, and because the punim is up, and because of the angry faces of the Lashon Seser, those who spoke secretively, seemingly about Lashon Hara. Summer of Sala, Amr of Hamnuna, Einag Shamim Netzarn El Bishvil Azipanim. It only stops, the rain only stops because those who are Azipanim, who are very brazen and chutzpah, Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Vaimanu revivim Malkosh, and we're going to prevent the Malkosh, all the rain, that was one of the Yoru Malkosh, so the rain is going to stop. Lohaya, there was none. Umetach Isha Zona Hayalacha, because of the Aziz Panim they had with an Isha Zona. So Amr of Salah, Amr of Hamnuna, Kol Adam Sheyeshal Aziz Panim, Sof Nichshal Bavera. A person who's such a Balgaiva, such an Aziz Panim, such a Chutzpah, so he will, in the end, he'll end up being Nichshal in some Avera with an Isha. How do we know? Shenemar Umetach Isha Zona Hayalacha. Lashon Metach refers to the forehead. That's a lashon of the continuation of the pasuk of the panim nizamim. A person who has azaz panim will ultimately be nichshal with an isha zona. So Rav Nachman Amar, even stronger. Biyadua she nichshal bavera. You actually know that he already has been nichshal. She nemar hayalacha, that he already was. Lo nemar yehelacha, that he will come to that point. Hayalacha, if a person has azaz panim, that means he already does. He already was nichshal. Rachman Latzan bavera. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyeshal Azaz Panim, a person who has Azaz Panim, Mutar Lekros a Rasha. You could refer to him as a Rasha. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ha'ayiz Ish Rasha Befanav. The person who has Azaz Panim, you could call him a Rasha. The pasuk calls him a Rasha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Mutar Lesnoso, you're permitted even to hate him. Shenemar, V'Azaz Panav Yisuna, Atika Yisuna El Yisana. You should hate such a person who has Azaz Panim. Amr of Katina, Einag Shamim Netzarn El Bishvil Bitl Torah. The reason why rain stops is because people are Mevatel Liman HaTorah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Batzaltim Yomich HaMikre. What does that mean? Bishvil Atzas, because of the laziness, Shehaya B'Yisrael, Shelo Asku B'Torah, that they were not engaged in learning Torah. Nase Sona Sheis Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mach, we end up being poor, and the enemies of Kadosh Baruch Hu became Mach, what does Mach mean? Vein mach elo ani means we became poor. Shenemar vim machu bar merkecha. Pasuk is referring to the different levels of erchin. A person can afford to pay his erchin in mach, the lashon of anius. So because a person was atlas, he became yomecha, he became a poor person. Vein mikra elo kadosh baruch hu. How do we know kadosh baruch hu? The word mikra refers to kadosh baruch hu. Shenemar, the pasuk says, hamikra b'mayim al yosef. That's a reference to kadosh baruch hu, apparently. If Yosef amar merhach, he has a different source. The pasuk says, "Va'atala ro or behir hu b'shachim b'ruach avara b'titarim." He's bringing another source that bitul Torah causes the rain to stop. So now that we saw again, "Va'ata now laro or bahir," we don't see a clear light b'shachim in the clouds b'ruach avar b'titarim. Ein or el Torah, that refers to the Torah. Shenemar ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or bahir hu b'shachim. So what does that mean? So the light of the Torah is what caused the rain to stop because the lack. the lack of Or HaTorah, that caused the lack of rain. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Afil B'Shah Sheir Akiya Nase Behurin Behurin Lahorid Tal Matar. Even what are they, what's Lashon Behurin here? What do they say? Like spots, a cloud, patchy with clouds. So even when the sky is full of patches of clouds that are ready to bring the rain down, it's all ready to come down. And Rach Avra V'Tiharim, if a person's not Osik B'Torah, then the wind's going to come and blow them away. So we see from this source that Bita Torah is what causes the rain to stop. Let's go a little bit further. Looking ahead, what we have in the next stop here. Good stopping point coming up soon, maybe. We'll see. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Einag Shamim Netzar El Avon Gazel, that rain stops only because of the sin of stealing. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Akapayim Kase Or, Kisa Or, on the, what does it mean, Ba'avon Kapayim, Kisa Or, because the sin of the Kapayim, of the hand, is what caused the covering of the Or. And lesson again, kapayim, ain kapayim ela chamas, stealing. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, umina chamas ashibi kapayim. So lashon kapayim is a reference to chamas, which is a reference to stealing. Vein or ela matar. In this case, or means rain. Shenemar yafitz anan or oro. So the Pasuk again says, akapayim, because of the sin of the kapayim of the gezel, kasa or, the or, which means here geshem, is being covered. So my tekante. So what's the fix? How do you bring it back then? If there's no rain, so Gemara says Yarbe betfila daven a lot. Shenemar, the pasuk says Vayitav alea v'mafkia. They said to go lashon pigia ve'ein pigia l'tefila. Pigia is lashon of davening. Shenemar, the pasuk says Vata al tispaleo ba'ad ha'amazeh val tifka bi. So that pasuk means lashon pigia is lashon tefila. So if a person doesn't have rain, you should go out and daven. Should we keep going here? Let's see. Is there next time? Yeah, we could go actually to the last line. It looks like. Mar now says, "Amar Rabbi Ami, my dichsev." What does the pasuk mean when it says, "Im keha habarzel v'hu lo fanim kilkal"? So, what does the pasuk mean here? It's what? So, what do they say it is?
Dull.
So, if the bars of the iron is dull, v'hu lo fanim kilkal, what does that part mean? The face. Okay. Fine. So let's see. Imraisa rakia shekeab kabarzel. If you see that the sky is like as dry as iron, so then milahori tal from bring rain talmatar, then bishvil maisa hador shemukukalim. It's because the people of the generation, their actions are distorted. Shenem arvahu lo fanim kilkel. Samata kantem. What's the fix if it doesn't rain? Yiskabru brachamim. You should daven a lot. Ask for rachamim from Hashem. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'chayolim yigaber." The continuation of the pasuk is through the strength of chayolim, the strength of soldiers, which means the strength of davening. That's going to bring about the rain. And finally, the Gemara says the continuation of the pasuk is "V'yisron hechsher chachma," that the greatness is the tefillah. What's "V'yisron hechsher chachma"? See, kol shekein imuchsharu maseim meikara. So certainly, you know, davening helps, but that's only if you have no other choice. The best thing to really do is to be mechusher in the first place, to make sure that you're in the proper ways, all your actions are mechusher. That's the best solution for bringing about rain. Okay, a lot of pesukim, very, very hard stuff, but we'll stop here. Shuach will pick up tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.